Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening. Today's topic is Consider the Lilies When Tempted to Fear. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Consider the Lilies When Tempted to Fear. Written and read by Emma Danzi. Luke 12:27 says, Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither labor nor spin. But I tell you, not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. When we are tempted to fear in this life, there are two passages of Scripture that paint a beautiful visual for us. Jesus teaches in Matthew 6 and in Luke 12 that we are not to fear. He provides the examples of his care for the birds and the lilies in a field. Today, we will take a closer look at the meaning of considering the lilies when tempted to fear. Why lilies? Some versions translate wildflowers. The Greek word here is krina, which literally translates lilies. In doing some research about lilies in Israel, I found that the lily is one of the most popular flowers found in Israel. One particular version of lily that is native to Israel is the Madonna lily. This stunning flower is a display of pure white petals with touches of buttercup yellow anthers and bright green stems. However, this type of lily does not grow where Jesus was preaching. So many scholars believe that the lily in which Jesus was referring was another wildflower. Gloria Seuss from Jerusalem Perspective shares, Tulips, poppies, daisies, and other wildflowers have been suggested as candidates for lilies of the field. How they grow. They neither labor nor spin. Whatever the exact type of flower, this was intentionally chosen because lilies rely on God to provide all things for them. From life, sun, water, and food. Literally, a lily is in total dependence upon the Creator every single day. We can often believe that we are no different. That just because we select our food at the grocery store, pick out our clothes online, or take multivitamins, that our Creator is not in control of our lives. We can quickly fall into a mindset that is free from dependence upon the Lord. However, Jesus invites us into that dependence on Him. We are always in need of Him, even for this moment of breath. How fast are we to forget our need for Him, our manna, every day? Ponder for a moment how a flower rests in being a flower. A flower does not do anything in order to grow. A flower just simply grows. When we are tempted to be afraid and take control, we forget the truth that the Lord is in control, and we are leaning on Him for growth in our peace and confidence in Him. Not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. King Solomon was the wisest and wealthiest king to rule over Israel. Imagine how well-dressed he was in those days. Think about the fashion and trends of high-profile celebrities and leaders. Scripture tells us that not even Solomon, who would have been dressed to the nines in all his glory, was clothed like a lily of the field. Only God can clothe a field of wildflowers. It is not just a means of provision, but what this tells us is that the Lord goes above and beyond what we could do in His provision and in His sanctification of His children. He has given us great worth and greater beauty than the wealthiest man on earth. This is abundant care. This is fullness of provision. When we are tempted to worry about our lives, may we consider the lilies. When we are tempted to labor and try to be in control, may we find the surrender to Christ a freeing exercise of growth in Him. When we feel like God is not going to care for our needs, may we remember that He will do so abundantly. We have a good Father who sees us and ministers to us, even in our disbelief. We can rest in Him each day, knowing that He loves us greatly. Intersecting faith and life. How are you tempted to fear right now? What reminder do you personally need when considering the lilies? Further reading, Psalm 46, verses 1 through 3, Matthew 6, verses 24 through 34, Luke 12, verses 22 through 32.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast. Bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.